Mr. Data, warp speed, please.
Are you still here? Hour 10.
Space, the final frontier.
Well, life as a geek is kind of laid back. Ain't nothing like an OS that I can't hack. I actually know the difference between PC and Mac. Thank God I'm a Star Trek boy. Well, every time it's on, I can't help myself. I set the DVR, even though they're on my shelf. I've seen them all many times, they're good for my health. Thank God I'm a Star Trek boy. Well, I got me a phaser, got me a tribble when Kirk's on the tube. I just have to giggle. Life ain't nothing but a space opera riddle. Thank God I'm a Star Trek boy. Well, the vote's still out for Picard or Kirk. They both have their strong points and all kind of work. One likes to talk and the other's just a jerk. Thank God I'm a Star Trek boy. Well, the Enterprise D looks like a lot of fun, but classic is old, 1701. Both had torpedoes and a phaser gun. Thank God I'm a Star Trek boy. Well, I got me a phaser, got me a tribble, and Kirk's on the tube. I just have to giggle. Life ain't nothing but a space opera riddle. Thank God I'm a Star Trek boy.
Mr. Data, warp speed, please.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
Chocolate is a serious thing.
Très bon, Capitaine!
Greed is the purest, most noble of emotions.
Make it so.
Well, there's TOS, TNG, DS9, and Voyager, you see. Enterprise and the cartoon series. Thank God I'm a Star Trek boy. To boldly go where no one's gone before. Going on adventures, strange new worlds, and more. I love every hour, I'm a Trekkie to the core. Thank God I'm a Star Trek boy. Well, I got me a phaser, got me a tribble, and Kirk's on the tube. I just have to giggle. Life ain't nothing but a space opera riddle. Thank God I'm a Star Trek boy.
Beam me aboard. Energize.
Energizing.
Yeah, the movies are good, the evil one's the best. I watch them all, cause I like the rest. Every single one puts the crew to the test. Thank God I'm a Star Trek boy. Now spending all my money on merchandise. I bought another collectible against my wife's advice. But seriously, to me, it's worth the price. Thank God I'm a Star Trek boy. I got me a phaser, got me a tribble, and Kirk's on the tube. I just have to giggle. Life ain't nothing but a space opera riddle. Thank God, I'm a Star Trek boy.
Interface complete.
Beam me up, Scotty. I can't get no powder, Captain.
Kirk to transporter room, report.
Ahead, warp factor 4.
We hope you're enjoying all the Trek talk. If you are, then please show your support by visiting www.justgiving.com/teams/TrekMakePodathon. Every dollar, pound, euro, yen, rupee, whatever currency, makes a great difference. So please, dig deep and give what you can. All the TrekMate Podathon. 24 hours of Starfleet fun.
Yes, and we are back. So, and we've been joined once again. Good morning to Paul.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Good, man.
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good. We're still being joined by JD and Fez playing Skyrim.
Hi, JD and Fez.
Call of Duty. He's moved on.
Oh, sorry? What's he on now?
Call of Duty.
Ah.
I wasn't allowed to listen to the game, so I can't play Skyrim without being able to listen.
But we're both here.
Marvellous.
So, I couldn't hear that, Fez.
I can shoot people in silence.
Actually, I have a bone to pick with you two. I wrote two emails to you, and over the last 3 weeks, you never addressed them.
What?
I was disappointed.
You didn't address an email from the boss.
No. Was this the Triple H comment?
Yes. There was one regarding wrestling and one regarding the Smodcast Network.
I thought you were joking about Triple H. Does that show you my contempt for the man?
Yeah, no. Though I thought when I mentioned Shane, it would have been obvious that I was joking.
Yeah. Well, I'll give the guy props. Like, he's banging the most powerful woman in wrestling.
I had a big thing for Triple H for quite a while.
Well, you're able to explain the game, so I can... Yeah.
Exactly. So, and I still have a soft spot for him. Though I did also say Chris Benoit, he was a technical legend.
Yeah, we don't talk about him.
No, I think you can still recognise the accomplishments that the man had. It's just too many bumps to the head.
Are you going to tell Wayne the t-shirt I want to make?
No.
I want to make a t-shirt. Woman never tapped.
I love it, and I think it should stay an in-joke for any wrestlers that are listening.
Yeah. Not going to explain it.
No. Oh, dear. But still, actually, I've been thinking of a t-shirt for you guys. And I'm going to get it commissioned. I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get a Bat Laren t-shirt.
Nice.
Swear to me.
Yeah, I'm going to... It's going to be a picture of Bat Laren with Swear to Me.
Swear to me.
I'm not the Bajoran they need, not the Bajoran they want when they deserve. Bat Laren.
Stuff it up every time.
I know, I deliberately stuff it up.
Batman, did you say?
Bat Laren.
Do you not listen to us, Paul?
Sorry?
Do you not listen to us?
I've listened to a couple of them, I just haven't had enough time.
You're right, buddy. Do you want to try and explain it, Wayne?
Basically, it's a cross between Ro Laren and Batman.
As performed by Christian Bale.
Yes.
Oh, I see, right.
Yeah, so honestly, a brilliant character.
And I have no idea where it come from.
It just sort of started one day. I don't even remember how it got there.
Because Reich is such a racist.
Yes, that is how it started.
Yeah.
It just sort of went from there.
Started it, yeah. I'm gonna get that done for you. So, I think at this point it's probably a good idea to just reiterate to people why we're up at silly hours in the morning talking about Ro Laren being Batman, and that is because we want your money. We want to try and raise as
give us money.
That's it. Tell them it's Bat Laren.
Give us money. Pay to me.
So, justgiving.com/teams/trekmatepodathon as we're trying to raise money for two very worthwhile causes, for the Watford General Hospital Special Care Baby Unit and for the Amnesty International Group. So please jump on and donate. Now, we haven't gave away any prizes recently, so I think it's only fair that we do.
Time.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is, I think, Paul, if we give away one of your Polaroid smartphones.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got a brand new Polaroid smartphone for people. Do you know what model that is, Paul? Or?
No idea at all. All I know is it's a Polaroid one. It's got expandable memory, dual SIM card slots, and it's from what I hear, it's modelled on the BlackBerry. That's all I know about it, though, I'm afraid. It's a new thing they've just got in, and I've managed to get hold of one.
And what I will also do is I have got a William T. Riker collectible plate that I'd be willing to give away. As
I just donated £20.
You're beyond the. You should have waited 10 minutes.
But I was bidding to get Rix to stop doing the music.
Yes, and it worked.
And it worked.
I wanted William T. Riker collectible plate.
Well, you have to donate again.
Damn!
I was going to say, like, is he in front of a burning cross?
If you want him to be, I'm going to paint it on there. So,
damn racist cracker.
So, if you guys get donating now, I'll give it half an hour. So, before we go on our next musical break, whoever has the top two donations will number one will receive the Polaroid. Actually, shall we give them the choice?
I think the highest person should get the plate.
Yeah. Okay. Then the highest bidder will get the plate. If you're not happy with that, I'm sure Paul will sort you out with a phone. You got two, haven't you?
No, I think I've only got one.
Have you? One second. Yeah. Let me look at your list. I've got it in front of me.
I might have put it down wrong.
You've got two. You said here.
Oh. I'll see what I can do then. I'm sure I can wangle another one.
And then the second person down will get a Polaroid smartphone. So, number one, you're going to get a William T. Riker plate. I'll put a picture in the chat room now, just of what you'll be bidding for. So if you can make sure that you get bidding, and we'll announce who's got what before the end of the hour. So, we was going to discuss saboteurs within Star Trek, but I'm not sure. Do you guys fancy another listener call-in session?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Okay, then, guys. How about we discuss...
A lot about Riker.
Yeah.
How about we discuss the ships of the line? Ooh. And like, what is it, like, favorite ships, worst ships, awful designs, great designs? So
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so let us know if you want to come on. Give us a message in the chat room or on or via email or however you want to get in touch. So kick us off then, Paul. Favorite ship?
Ooh, my favoritest ship, eh? Well, it's got to be. I'm going to have to go with the you know, what everybody. I like the D.
You're a vanilla ice cream man, aren't you?
Sorry?
I said you're a vanilla ice cream man, aren't you?
I hadn't finished yet. I said, I like the D. I do like the D. But then, as we moved past Next Gen, and then we had things like the Prometheus popping up and the Defiant, and then, of course, Star Trek Online's come along, and, you know, you've got all the different... Now, are we going for any ships or just in the series?
You can't go with STO ships.
Oh, damn.
Because that's bollocks. That's, other than the F, none of them are canon.
No, no. Okay, fair enough. Well, I must say, I do... Oh, but it's not canon, so I can't be backing up on that. The Defiant's always been a very, very pretty ship.
Yes. Yeah, no, I think the Defiant's a nice ship. The Defiant is probably my favourite, beside the D.
It's sort of very not Starfleet. You know, it's a warship. That's the, you know, everything else is built for exploration and, you know, science vessels, and even the big ones, they've just got the defensive weapons, whereas the Defiant was more of that angry dog that you only let out to eat small children.
The one that you let out to eat small kids.
Well, yeah.
Personally,
patron would.
I love the Vorcha class attack cruiser.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer the Negvar.
You prefer the Negvar?
I prefer the Negvar, the bigger ones.
I don't know. The Vorture ones, for me, I absolutely loved.
Reminds me too much of the D7, I think, from the original series.
I can see where you're coming from. I don't know if it's just because I had the...
you had the toy, didn't you?
I had the toy, yeah. The Playmates toy of it.
I've still got my Playmates Generations Bird of Prey on my shelf at home.
Nice.
Saying hi.
Yes, Fez.
If I had to choose a ship, though, that they were going to say, right, you're going to be captain of this ship, and off you go, I think I'd like to have an Akira class.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a nifty little ship. I really like the Enterprise E, the Sovereign class. I just like the lines and the shape of it. It just looks like a really nice ship.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas, I don't know, the Akira, I don't know, it's just got... It always did me well in the game.
Which game?
Star Trek Armada.
Those games were awesome. I miss those.
Oh, they were brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
The amount of hours that me and Paul played away when we was playing the Armada series and Birth of the Federation.
And Star Trek, what was the other one? We did the Starfleet Academy. We had a couple of online. We managed to get that working online a little bit, didn't we?
Yeah, I tell you what.
I had that on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, that was classic.
Yeah, it was absolutely... The bugger of having old games back then, having to actually manually connect to other PCs rather than just doing it through some sort of hub that you just click one thing.
And you got it working, it was a miracle, and it usually took 4 hours, and then it would drop off after 5 minutes.
But those were five of the best minutes of your life, though, weren't they?
Oh, my God, yes. I was, for that 5 minutes, a captain. And I saved the galaxy. Well, I nearly did, because I was just about to get there to save the galaxy, and it knocked me off.
That's right. No, I had a lot of trouble with the end of Armada 2. The bit with the Borg and the Omega Particle, I could not get past it.
To be honest, those games, I'd play through for a certain amount of time, and then I'd just play it on multiplayer and do the maps. Yeah. Doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Same as Red Alert. That was always good. If there was a Star Trek Red Alert, there was. It was New Worlds, and I didn't like that much.
No. I had one on the PlayStation 2 that was... can't remember. Conquest, I think? No?
Mm-hmm.
It was turn-based, and you built your own fleets and things. It was really fun. Can't remember what it was called. It's a good story.
Yeah, it might have been... that Birth of the Federation was fantastic. That really was. But the only thing was, how long was it going? It used to be like really, really quick on the turns, but after about 3 hours, you'd click end turn, and it would take like 10 minutes for it to sort of process everything you'd done.
Yeah, on your 56K modem.
Come on, don't come slagging off my computer, just because I was lucky to have that. And I could only play for an hour at the time, because I had to pay £1, because it took up the phone line.
And then right as you're about to do a good bit, your mum would pick up the phone and kick you off. You'd be like, no!
No! God!
Yes, exactly. That's the amount. We probably, at some points, even spent more time trying to set up games than we did physically playing them.
I think in the end, I used to just come up yours. And I can remember playing Voyager Elite Force at yours, and I did the gun and you steered.
Yeah, the days of desperate co-ops.
Yeah, whereas now I can just meet you at Starbase in the Club K7 or something, and then we can just go out and oh dear, it's amazing how things have come on. I bet you in like 10, 15, 20 years' time, it would just be a case of you'll sit down somewhere, you'll put a headset on, and you know these gloves with all the cables attached, and then I'll be just like in a holodeck with you. We'll be sitting there talking to each other. We'll all be pixelated and stuff because they won't quite have got it quite right yet, but it'll still just be so cool.
Yeah. Have you played any STO, JD?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
I'm self-excluding because I know if I start, I'll never stop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I started and I didn't stop for ages. I there's so much work I should have done that I didn't because of that bloody game.
And Fez, I'm assuming you're more of a console gamer.
I'm an Xboxer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
My computer's not powerful enough anymore.
And also, I think I'm coming to realise that you only watch Star Trek because JD makes you at the moment.
At the moment, yeah.
But he watches it well.
No, I must say, my love of it is coming back.
Mostly due to doing the pod.
Yeah, I will admit that.
No, you
it's just watched in so long that now I'm rewatching it. I'll become like an alcoholic after his first.
You'll relapse.
I'll relapse and I'll be awful.
We've had two donations, Wayne.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. So, some people were in the line for getting the plate and Polaroid smartphone. So,
Rick and Amy very kindly donated £20, and Michael Sedinary, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, says I'm Bat Laren and gave us 30.
He says that a lot.
Who would that be?
Who would that be? Whose real name is that, Fez?
I don't know.
He really wants that Riker plate.
Well, you know, I was talking about computer games. I was playing on Minecraft the other day, and there was somebody there who had changed the skin of their character, and they were Riker. I thought it was superb.
And was he just walking around ripping earrings off of Bajorans?
Bajorans. Crosses.
I clocked him, so I finally see how he did it, and then he hit me over the head with his pickaxe and killed me and stole all of my stuff.
Oh, that,
were you an alien?
You were Bajoran?
No, actually, I'm
racist.
You're a Trill, aren't you?
I'm a Trill in Star Trek Online.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, as you said, racist.
Yeah.
He'd do ya,
but then he'd kill ya.
Still,
so I've thought about painting on Trill spots to go to a convention, but then I thought I couldn't be bothered.
Oh, the Trekkie girls have done it before. One of their friends has.
I love those girls. So cool.
You can do the laser thing like they did in Trials and Tribulations.
I can.
I'm a Trill, but I've removed them.
That's right. Just like Jadzia did when she went back in time.
I've got a disease.
Yeah,
you know
that was the statement that was going along with what we were saying.
You know that guy was so gutted. The guy who was responsible for painting on Jadzia's spots,
Do you think they would have had like some sort of transfer system where, you know, like a henna tattoo type of thing, where they just lay it on her and then just rub like crazy until it comes off?
No, they painted it by hand each time.
Wow. And he used to sign and date it every time.
All the way down.
Yep, all the way down to wherever the costume stopped.
Well.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Each time, it was just asking, are they going to Riser?
please say they're going to Riser.
Are you in the Hall of Suite this week?
please tell me that she's doing a swimming episode.
No, the spots have come off.
I don't think he had as much fun with Nicole DeBoer for some reason.
No. Yeah, but that would just be like painting them on a schoolboy.
That's not fair. I loved Ezri Dax. She was awesome.
Yeah.
Fez, that's not cool.
What did he say?
You don't want to know. He'd sit there. It was hilarious, but it was very cruel.
Oh, my. Do you not love a little boy?
Well, I like my son. He's cool.
Do you not love a little boy?
The implication was wrong, Fez. You're a terrible human being.
Oh, dear.
I've got a feeling I should have come on earlier.
Oh, you missed Rick Moyer. He's worse than we are with tangents.
No, I listened to Rick. I thought he was brilliant.
I love that guy. I want to get him on our show.
Oh, he's superb.
He's an absolute legend. He really is. It's such a busy guy, though. I've been trying to get him back on the show for ages, but he's so busy with work all the time.
Yeah.
But an absolute legend. He's got a heart of gold. He'll always help you out. Yeah. I know that you guys spoke to him recently when he added on a couple of words for your opener. I'd rather deal with you Australians.
Yeah. Fez's idea, and he put together our forum report bumper as well.
Yes.
I love that thing. That's awesome. We didn't do the forum report.
Forum report.
Yeah.
Forum report.
Basically, we do a quick overview of the conversations that have been on the forum in the week before.
Oh, cool.
Just talk about what's happening, just drumming up some interest for the forum, giving us some extra content that's not a tangent.
And that's also getting you into the good graces of Paul Finch.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Good.
Fez just wants to be a Q in his forum rank. It's all he wants.
Yeah.
Just keeps posting random topics.
You know, just keeps posting, I'm Bat Larrett on everything. On Bat Larrett or Riker's a racist under everything. I think he's going to do it. Oh, God, he's doing a new topic right now. I'm scared.
Oh, dear.
So chips of the line, guys. We were talking about that.
Were we?
Yeah, I suppose we were.
Oh, that's right, because we started on Akira, and then we went to the games, and then off we went.
Yep.
Okay.
We went on a memory romp.
Okay, so go on then, JD. Give us your thoughts.
As I said, I really like the Sovereign class over the Galaxy class, just because, I don't know, the Sovereign class just looks clunky. Not the Sovereign, the Galaxy, rather, with its, yeah, I don't know why. I just think the Sovereign class looks more sleek and like it's more of a sign of its times. I love the Defiant, this tough little ship, as I've said. Walked away. well played. I'm with you, Paul. I really like the Prometheus as a vessel and an ID.
Yeah. Pretty.
It looks great. It's just a really good concept. Except for the captain's chair just looking tiny, like it's sitting in a school chair.
Is it a blow-up inflatable one?
It's not a blow-up inflatable chair. It would be good if it was.
Oh, well, no, not if he had that that bat left paper opener, letter opener.
No.
That's very wrong.
Not badly. Just sitting on the floor commanding a starship.
Yeah. No, I'm happy down here.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, but you know he wouldn't want to... he would be trying to save face, so he'd just be sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
Not selling it. No selling it.
Just completely ignoring the fact that he's constantly sitting on the floor. Activate multi-vector assault mode. Bring us about course 013. Well, he's got this deflated chair under him.
The crew are just, what are you doing?
Yeah. The crew are just like doing that laugh that you're not laughing, the one you used to do in school where your shoulders go and you've got your head down at the console. And...
That's what they're doing.
Oh. And I love the Reliant as far as the original series era shows go.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the Reliant was a nice looking ship. So, oh crap, why is my memory going blank? The Reliant, that's Sulu's ship, right?
No, that's Khan's ship from Star Trek 2.
Yes, no, but what was Sulu's ship called?
Excelsior,
yes. No, I really liked Excelsior as well from the movies.
Yeah, it was in 3, 4, and 6.
Yes.
Shields!
Turn her into the wave!
I just love the fact that he's got a China coffee cup.
It's a teacup.
Yeah.
A teacup, sorry.
They did replicas at
5 in the morning.
Just randomly?
Yeah. No, that's the thing. If you've got replicators, you might as well just make stuff look fancy.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have replicators in the Kirk Sulu era.
When were they invented then?
I don't. Sometimes I'm probably assuming around the Rachel Garrett era.
Yeah, probably.
I would have thought because they were nowhere to be seen around the Kirk Sulu era, but by the time the Enterprise D was launched and all that, replicators were completely commonplace. So I would think probably around early Rachel Garrett.
It's probably a good thing they weren't about when Kirk was about the pages going up to Kirk and saying, Captain, you can't be replicating things like this.
He's a captain.
We've gone through more power cells in 1 week since you started using the replicator than the whole ship does in a year.
Honestly, you would have had more flashlights than Kevin Smith. And Joe, Fez, and JD.
Yep.
Oh, dear. But I have to say, I'm thinking of also starting a drinking game for the wilderness and making it that you've got to finish your drink every time that Fez refers to a Smodcast podcast.
Or every time I tell him, all right, that's enough.
Yeah.
All right, cough.
Yeah, but that's not your fault, is it? It's JD not wanting to edit.
Oh, it's more fun to do it, to do the show the way we do it.
Oh, it works out a brilliant show in the end. And I do have to thank you guys for putting out such great quality in your content each week.
Well, that's all right. I mean, we don't really think we're that good, but you seem to like it, so that's all that matters.
That's the thing. You two sit there talking crap. We love it.
Yeah. We occasionally get back on topic.
So, yeah, no, every so often.
Yeah.
We're fairly concise this week's pod.
This week's pod, the one that we recorded a couple of hours ago, it's very concise. It's like, here's the emails, here's the episode, done.
Yeah, but is that just because you knew that the podathon was going on?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the only reason, because I knew I had to get on for the Rick interview.
Yeah.
And we were going to lose internet again.
Yeah, we were worried the internet was going to drop out again.
And is that just because of overuse with Call of Duty? And
I think so.
Yeah.
No, I restarted my computer.
Yeah, he restarted his computer. That was the problem.
Ah.
it probably needs replacing the poor old dear. The computer, not Fez. Well, no,
Fez,
that's not
Fez. Yeah, but according to your pod, like Fez is slowly becoming more machine, so... Yeah,
he's getting there.
Yeah.
More machine now than man.
Resistance is very slowly futile in this house. Oh my god, Fez is excited. Hang on.
Batman Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, it comes out next week.
The animated...
The animated... Yes.
RoboCop does the voice.
Yeah,
Batman.
That's not news.
Peter Weller. No, but I've watched it, and it sounds amazing. Every now and then, you're waiting for him to go, really? Go with me if you wish to live.
That was the Terminator. That wasn't RoboCop.
RoboCop.
When you're ready. See, this is what I have to deal with, people.
Shit. Don't worry. Call me.
This is my life.
Edit it out.
Edit it out on a live 24-hour podcast.
So everyone, forget the last 20 seconds.
Forget that.
We'll fling around the earth. Yeah. We'll fling around the sun.
We'll do a slingshot and just retcon everything. So I'm sorry for my co-host and his behavior.
I'll use my kryptonite power and run around and kiss everyone.
Yes, and make everyone forget.
Superman's a rapist.
Superman's a rapist, you say?
Yes.
Superman's a rapist. Riker's a racist.
Fez just hates everybody. Except Miles O'Brien. He thinks he's great.
Miles is great.
I like O'Brien.
Were we waiting on people to call in, or what were we doing?
Well, that's the thing. I think everyone likes O'Brien.
He's singing the song!
I thought you were going to go, oh, it's magic.
No, I listen to far too much Wilderness.
Yes, do.
Mark
what
told me...
What's O'Brien?
It's apparently some Australian advert.
It's a windscreen repair company. There's their windscreen's O'Brien, and their jingle is O'Brien. And everyone about O'Brien, Fez has a Pavlovian response and says, O'Brien. Oh my god, he's found the ad on YouTube. We're going to play it on next week's Wilderness.
Yes, excellent.
We'll play it, and yeah. Oh my actually, god. Once we've done our stuff today, we'll record a couple of bits more for this week's Wilderness. We'll put on this week.
There's multiple ye ones.
Oh my god, he's found one from the late 80s. We're going to have a great pod this week. This is going to be us doing windscreens over our heads.
Excellent. So going to have to do a little bit of editing and just add stuff on.
Yeah. So I want to add, did Jen this morning when she was on, did she tell the story of how my daughter ended up with her name? Did she end up clarifying that?
She didn't clarify it, other than she wasn't sure how you got away with it.
Oh, fair enough. Because I was going to put that story on this week's pod because I recorded it, but if it's boring, then I'm not going to bother.
Yeah, no, give it a go. Go for it.
Yeah, I'll splice her in so she can feel like she's on the show. Fez is showing me funny pictures now. It feels like we're doing a wilderness. We're on the pod-a-thon, Fez. This is real. This is just our crap that we do.
That abuses us.
It abuses just us. There are other people listening. We're trying to get people to donate. Be good. Behave.
The most important question, what have you guys been eating?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a Chinese for breakfast.
I love your wall. You're awesome.
So
don't ever change.
Yeah. No, so far, I've had one chewy harvest bar. So not a lot.
Not a lot.
We've had Devon sandwiches.
Do you have Devon? Like, not the place. We know you've got the place.
Yeah, we've got that.
It nearby.
Have you seen my tractor? I like it. Sorry. That's apparently a Devon accent.
It was, yes.
Combine harvester.
It's my combine harvester. I like doing accents. I do. That's just really.
And you do them well.
It's this really awful luncheon meat that you're supposed to just give to kids to build up their immune system or something, but I live for it, so I wrote around this slab of it today, and me and Fez have just been eating Devon and tomato sauce sandwiches all afternoon. I think
so
we both...
Is it just like corned beef?
No, it's...
Spam?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's glorified spam.
Yeah.
I agree.
Nothing wrong with spam.
Oh, it's... spam...
Spam, 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 spam,
spam. I don't like spam!
Another one. Who's got a dodgy mic?
Sorry?
Who's got a dodgy mic? It sounds like the wind's blowing.
Yeah, no, not you, Paul. I heard that one.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. What was you trying to say, JD?
I was just pointing out that that's another one of our Monty Python references.
Oh, yes. I wonder. I thought I recognised it from somewhere. I just couldn't quite put my finger on it.
Sleep.
Yeah, no, it's from
all
Python.
That's the thing. All foreigners just quote Monty Python. Though saying that, I'm starting to get the sneaky suspicion that TV in Australia is really crap because you guys just seem to watch English programmes.
He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy.
You ask any British person about Australia. All you have is neighbours and Home and Away.
Yeah.
Yep, that's about it.
That's all you need.
I don't know. I just watched the Steve Irwin documentaries.
Oh, crikey! Look at that! I'm going to go swimming near a stingray. No, too soon.
don't ask me. He's your national icon.
No, he's not. We're ashamed of him. Nobody in this country gave a toss about him until he died. He was a national embarrassment till he died, then he was a national treasure.
Oh, but like the rest of the world, they loved him. Yeah, everywhere else loved Steve Irwin.
Yeah, we just think he's an embarrassment. Between him and Russell Crowe, we get no respect.
He's not Australian.
Yeah, he's from New Zealand.
It's like we don't drink Foster's.
Yeah, it's not Australian for beer.
What do you drink then?
Me, I drink vodka.
I usually drink Tui's. Tui's is old.
Tui's old?
So it's a black beer.
It's because you're old?
Fuck you.
There's that. Swear jar, Fez. We're not on the wilderness. We're on a show.
Sorry, children, mate. Children may be listening at 2 a.m. in the morning.
It's not 2. It's about 6 or 7 in the morning there, isn't it now?
7 o'clock in the morning
yeah,
over
just
here.
Before.
Oh, okay. I'll start doing wiggle songs.
Yeah.
They're more of an Australian icon.
I think Tom Badley was keen to jump on.
Yeah, 1 second.
He might
have
changed his mind.
Yeah, I would. I think I'm great.
Yeah. I do.
You are. What did everybody think of Morn in Charge?
That listened to us.
our Morn 80s sitcom segment.
I will make my listen at the earliest.
Morn! Morn!
Morning, church, all our days and our nights.
Oh, no, it was hysterical. Brilliant. Honestly, guys, I would watch that show.
Morn!
But I say, I don't know if you've listened to one of the most recent supplementals. All I got from them guys was, "You're listening to too much wilderness," because I was like, "No, shenanigans."
Oh, shenanigans!
So, a little brief primary for this week's wilderness podcast.
Yep,
Morn talks.
Morn talks.
Oh my God!
Do you superimpose a voice on?
No. He does. When they're doing the overhead pan shot right at the end of the episode, when they're showing all the tribbles everywhere, he's got one in his hand and he's gesticulating his hand to it, gesturing.
You can see his mouth moving.
You can see he's actually in conversation with a tribble. You don't hear it, but you see it.
Maybe he's not talking to it. Maybe he's about to eat it.
It's possible. But no, if you watch it, go back and watch this thing. Morn is talking.
Oh, dear. I'm going to have to rewatch that. I've watched that episode so many times, I never noticed that.
I didn't notice it again until we did the real-time review just before.
Because now we always make sure we're looking for more.
Now we make sure we get really excited when we see him, as everybody does well know. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, morning, Tom.
Yeah.
Morning.
Everybody, we are now being joined by Tom Badley, who has been listening along the whole time and has stayed up with us as well.
Are you awake?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Not going delirious yet.
No, but I thought I was going mad because no one was replying.
I think we got caught up in
the madness.
Multiple tangents.
Yeah.
Digressions. Sorry, on a digression on a digression.
It's me.
Yeah, we went about ships in the line.
It's called the wilderness, guys. It happens.
So I tell you what, Tom. We'll try and get back slightly to some form of conversation.
Before we do that, can I can ask him a question?
Yes.
Bajorans, yay or nay?
Okay, this is a tough one.
I think he's just trying to work out if you're a racist or not.
The Riker in me says nay. Personally, I think yay, but they need to stop whinging.
Yeah, fair enough.
The data question.
Oh, you want to ask? Do you want to ask the data question on the podathon?
Well, it's 6 a.m., so not a lot of children are going to be listening.
Okay.
I know this question. Because they were waiting for a brace for impact for you to address this, Paul.
Address what?
All right, go for it, Fez.
Okay, Data is fully functional, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, when he finishes with Miss Yar...
Does he emit anything?
Is he fully functional? And if so, what comes out?
I think the only thing that would come out would probably be some sort of, like
milk.
WD-40 substance, just to keep him operational.
I think we actually
either
put
that
the
or unless he fast and sprung a leak, because he wouldn't actually be able to sort of give anything to help with the procreation thing. He'd just be given a jolly good time. So, he'd have to be producing some sort of. Industrial lubricant.
Complain about it in the eye normally.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put... I'm going to put a thought out there, right?
Okay.
Where do you think Ketracel White comes from?
That's where Law's gone.
That's what happened to Law. They're just milking him.
That's what we had to get with the emotion chip.
Actually, I've got a serious point to make on Law.
Yeah.
As far as villains that had massive potential go, he had so much potential, but I feel he was so underutilized. It's got nothing to do with ships of the line or whatever else we're talking about, but that's my Law quandary.
Law was a bit of a git, really.
No, but he could have been their Khan, really.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he got the Borg and everything, didn't he?
Yeah, and look at what he did with that. He balls that up really well.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was too... He was like every film you ever watch when there's like a villain and stuff. So they always guys and then tell them exactly what they're going to do and don't shoot them in the head straight away. And then, of course, the good guys escape. They know exactly what's going to happen and drop down.
No, I just think Law could have done so much more with that character than they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
No other point other than they underutilized him.
They should have done more. The end.
It's true, but then there are plenty of things that could have been done a lot more.
The conspiracy aliens, Tom Riker, yeah. Bro Laren, Ensign Cedar Jackson.
What, Bro Laren could have been done a lot more.
Nah,
well. You should have wore a black cowl. Be a superhero.
No, just like missed opportunities that so many different things could have been followed up. Like Suspiria, the female caretaker. She should have been involved with getting them home. Voyager. Should have been cyclical. That's an opportunity they should have followed up. Kez, they at least brought back and gave some closure for it, even though it was terrible as she was.
Yeah, the conspiracy aliens, I definitely think there should have been more with that.
They did follow that up in the DS9 novels set after the end of the show.
Novels.
Yeah, I'm not one for reading.
It's not canon, but at least it's a story.
Audiobooks.
Yeah. Though, to be honest, I think you're right, though. They should have done far more with them because I don't care what people say. I think they would have made a really good villain, even if they did do them in a later series.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have to be TNG, because TNG was too worried about being all friendly and whatnot.
Shiny, happy people exploring.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So... Sorry, Fez?
I just said shiny, happy Klingons.
That's shiny, boy, happy Klingons holding hands. Oh dear. So, guys, I think at this point, what we'll do is take a very quick musical interlude and then we'll be back soon.
Okay.
And now, from the west coast of the United States of America, in the studios of Boyer Multimedia, the founder and creator of StarTrekParodies.com, musician and voiceover artist Rick Moyer.
Not that one, though. Sorry. This one.
If I could watch any show on the telly and it'd be all warm inside, it would satisfy you. Never slide on by you, cause in Picard I would confide. I would confide, if nothing is on yet, but the craving's strong yet, even if it's a clunker, you see. I'd watch it just the same, cause Trek, it's just not lame. I'd boldly go, cause that's just me. That's just me. I said, I know it's an awful episode, but I like it. Awful episode, but I like it. Star Trek, yes I do. Oh well, I like it. It's Star Trek. Yeah, I like it. I said, can't you see this boy's in love with Starfleet? If I had to give up some of the collection, you could take a lot. Have my BSD take Firefly from me, but the Enterprise, it stays with me. Don't take my Trek from me. Even if the plot is pointless and dumb, or the continuity has changed, something so alluring, cause Trek is quite assuring. I'm a fanboy, am I deranged? Am I deranged? said, I know it's an awful episode, but I like it. I said, I know it's an awful episode, but I like it. Star Trek, yes I do, oh well I like it. It's Star Trek. Yeah, I like it. I said, can't you see? This boy's in love with Starfleet. And do you think it's the only franchise in town? And even if it sucks for me, I'll keep it around. Oh yeah, woo! Episode, but I like it. Star Trek, yes I do. Well, I like it. Yeah. Star Trek, I like it. I never miss it. I watch reruns. I got DVDs. I even like Spock's brain. It's Star Trek. Star Trek, yeah. And I like it. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like it. Star Trek. Yeah, I like it. Even the bad. Captain, yeah, I like it. Rock monsters and all, I like it. Cheesy special effects, I like it. Yeah, 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 I like it. Star Trek, yes, I do.